Vijay Iyer has a way of watching people as they talk that tells them he wants to know what's on their minds. He's the same on stage, where he listens intently to an audience, waiting for a visceral connection, the kind he first heard years ago. He was in college at Yale, performing at a city club, and the crowd let loose. It was like being in a black church, and for him, a revelation.
I remember having this experience where I was basically taking a solo on A Night in Tunisia, and the people in the audience were kind of testifying and like shouting out in response to what I was playing. To be in the room with folks when it's actually happening at that level, where people are kind of let down their guard and just kind of commune with you, you know, then it's like, oh, that's actually what this was always about.
For more than 20 years, Iyer's been trying to capture that same emotion from the audience and his bandmates. Careful listening, he says, helps him create a shared experience, the kind you can hear on 21 intense recordings like Break Stuff, released by his trio last year. Iyer's fluid and elegant compositions reflect his interest in sound and structure, but also in the music from the 1960s on, from R&B and rock to funk and hip-hop. He's the son of Indian immigrants, but has explored the Black American songbook since his teens, when he discovered records by John Coltrane and Thelonious Monk. But it took a long time for Iyer to win acceptance. In the early 90s, he says, people didn't know what to make of an Asian American in jazz.
My name and my face and my music has come around enough times that it's not just like, oh, here's some Indian guy, kind of some passing fancy, like, oh, here's some novelty. Okay, I'm a part of this now. You know, you can't really say I'm not.
Iyer has a PhD in the cognitive science of music. He teaches at Harvard University. But when he's on stage, he's not trying to educate anyone. At his concerts, you never know what you're going to hear.
Let's start from silence, and let's build some sounds together and build some rhythms together, and we'll all experience it together.
Bassist Stephen Crump and drummer Marcus Gilmore will join Iyer at Jazz at the Bistro. In a set that surfs their archives, they'll create journeys leading through doors of discovery. Iyer says they want to reach people in the gut and the heart.
Music is us. It's our actions. it's the sound of our actions. So tapping into that and understanding that and studying that in detail has given me a better sense of how to be an artist.
For Vijay Iyer, making improvisational music is about listening to the people in the room to find the music in all of us. I'm David Casares, St. Louis Public Radio.